Country Club FM.
This is it. This is what you've all waited for. At least that's what I'm saying. It is the one and only Bob Almanac here today. Neil standing by.
Right here.
And we do have a Bob Almanac salute here to start us out. This one was cooking and has been cooking. Kind of heard about the death on Friday. And then it's been brewing all week long here for the Bob Almanac.
Rooker, you're the one people call the lone wolf?
I've been called that, but I have mellowed.
Not that much.
Yeah, Chuck Norris. Here he is from The Expendables. He was the lone wolf as he shows up there. He says he's mellowed, and then Sly comes in and says, not that much, after he had just plowed down, of course. Looked like 100 people in right. Expendables 2. Chuck Norris, Neil, now gone but not forgotten. Legend passed away. I think it was Thursday. We heard about it Friday, but it was after the Almanac that the news broke, the age of 86, and he suffered an undisclosed medical emergency. I remember hearing about him having to go to the hospital on the Hawaiian
on Thursday.
Yeah, the Hawaiian island of Kauai, and was hospitalized. And his family said, they weren't able to revive him. It was truly a medical emergency. His family said they'd like to keep the circumstances private. They want his fans to know that he was at peace. How can you forget, Neil? Speaking of lone wolf, I mean, he's the lone wolf there. He was Lone Wolf McQuaid.
He was.
He was Braniff. What was the name of the guy in the in his Vietnam movies?
Yes. Colonel.
Missing in Action, wasn't it?
Yes.
Missing in Action 1, Missing in Action 2.
3. Yeah, similar themes.
Yes.
And pretty big body count by the time it was over. There's a lot of Viet Cong that met their demise, as I recall. But anyway, I like him or not, you couldn't help but like him. And I enjoyed Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yes.
And on many occasions. So good stuff.
And, not as good as missed. My favorite one, though, was Jimmy Walker, Texas Ranger. JJ. He's dynamite. I mean, I don't care how many judo or kung fu moves Chuck Norris, Texas Ranger, had. I mean, dynamite's going to beat it every time.
Yeah.
Dynamite. Yeah. And the other thing is, how much money did he make for Total Gym? I mean, he sold a billion of those.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's me.
Good shape.
He became well-known. There is a generation, the younger people, don't probably even know of his acting at all. They're even too young for Walker, Texas Ranger. They just know about the memes that came out. Things like the flu gets a Chuck Norris shot every year.
Right.
Time waits for no man unless that man is Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer. Too bad he's never cried.
Right.
I got some more good ones here. Chuck Norris does not sleep. He waits. If you want a list of Chuck Norris's enemies, just check the extinct species list. Chuck Norris counted to infinity twice. Chuck Norris once won a game of Connect Four in 3 moves. The dark is afraid of Chuck Norris. The boogeyman checks the bottom of his bed below his bed for Chuck Norris. And my favorite one of all time. Now, I worked somewhere where somebody brought in these folders, and these folders had these Chuck Norris rules or sayings on them. This was almost 20 years ago. And the one that had it on that I just laughed, and I stole it from him, Chuck Norris can lead a horse to water and make it drink.
It's perfect.
Infamous. And there are hundreds of them. There are hundreds of them.
And how many of these young kids only know the Chuck Norris drink? The cherry Dr. McGillicuddy's and
never heard of it.
Something else, some Red Bull or some blue thing, or I don't know.
Why do they?
I've had one or two of them. They're not bad.
It's like a kick to the head. Is that why it's a Chuck Norris?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so Chuck Norris gone, but not forgotten. Monday, May 23rd, 1775. Patrick Henry made his famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. And, they kind of cut him off. They took it out of context because The whole speech and line was, give me liberty or give me death or give me a break, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Right.
Virginia Provincial Convention, this state, 1775. The term okay was used in print for the first time in the New York publication, The New Era, okay. It's Greek. The term comes from the phrase "ols kala," which means everything is good or all right. The origin of it is still up for debate, but they've kind of come through and they've kind of found out that that is the the origination of okay. Where okie dokie came from, though, that's anybody's bet.
Yeah.
You're just never going to know.
Oklahoma. And that was 1840, you said, right?
1840, yes.
Okay.
This date in 1912...
With a little imagination, you can use a Dixie cup for practically anything. A leftovers cup. A borrow a cup of sugar cup.
How about two strings? You put them together, two strings, you got your little telephone. Dixie cups were invented this date, 1912, disposable Dixie cups. I'm so glad that the product Dixie cup survived that whole thing. About six years ago, where for some reason Dixie was all of a sudden a bad word, and people had to eliminate the word Dixie.
Call them the cup?
Yes. No, the D cups, which is a whole different thing. That's a whole different product, Neil. Dixie cup invented on this date, 1912.
Did you have in your bathroom at home,
yes,
with mom and dad, the little dispenser with the little cups?
Yes, the little plastic cups. These were plastic. I remember having plastic.
No, ours weren't plastic. Ours were paper.
They were papers, but we had little plastic ones, too, and maybe they were Dixie cup knockoffs that actually
that
fit in
be.
There. But I'm pretty sure Dixie cups, I'm sure Dixie also made plastic cups.
Well, they do now. I don't know, but in the 60s,
well, this would have been
paper.
The 70s. 70s for me. 70s for me, and yes, you had the dispenser. And then we had the dispenser in the kitchen, too. Bigger one. Bigger dispenser with bigger cups. For the Dixie cups. That was this date, 1912. And then this date in 1990, we found out that our president, George H.W. Bush, had some preferences when it came to vegetables.
This is the last statement I'm going to have on broccoli. There are truckloads of broccoli at this very minute descending on Washington. My family is divided. I do not like broccoli. And I haven't liked it since I was a little kid. And my mother made me eat it. And I'm president of the United States. And I'm not going to eat any more broccoli.
And those of you who think that Barbara is my mother, it's not, okay? He also said that. And I think this all, it all kind of transpired and kind of morphed out of this talk about vegetables. I think he was talking about Congress.
That could be.
And the vegetables in Congress turned into this whole thing about broccoli. That was a state 1990. President George H.W. Bush. We have birthdays now.
Going to do it with what looks like a blitz. Now he walks out of it. Hartenstein is... Oh, wow, what a blindside shot.
Wow.
If he gets up, I'll be surprised.
He beats Dan Walters cleanly to the outside, and Hartenstein had a direct run at it.
Ron Jaworski knocked out cold. Remember Mike Hartenstein, Neil?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
Defensive end.
Yes.
Just barreling in, blindside hit on Ron Jaworski. He was never the same, Jaws, although he still was a pretty good quarterback even after that. That was from 1980. That was Pat Summerall and?
Sounded like Tom Brookshire.
It sure was. It was before they put Summerall and Madden together full-time on CBS. Ron Jaworski. He's done a lot of NFL draft analysis on television, etc.
I believe he was the quarterback for the Eagles, the first Vikings game I ever went to in 1974.
Yeah, he was drafted in 73, so that would have been like his second season. Ron Jaworski.
And, the Vikings did beat the Eagles on that sunny fall day.
Right. He would get a measure of revenge, though, beating the Vikings in the 1980 playoff second round.
Yeah, that's right.
As I recall. Ron Jaworski, is actually first round, because that was the year we made it off of the Cleveland Hail Mary against the Browns, and then the first team we played, I was thinking of the Houston Oilers, but they were in the AFC. That was the last game of the season that followed, and then the next year we went to Veterans Stadium and was defeated, and I think that the Eagles went all the way to the Super Bowl that year, but lost to the Jim Plunkett-led Oakland Raiders.
Oakland Raiders, there we go.
Let's move on. Music now.
Tell me something good.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
Tell me
you have to say it twice for some reason.
Yeah. Tell me something good.
Let's listen to this just for a little bit here, because it's good stuff.
It is good.
Tell me that you like it, yeah.
Of course it's Shaka. Of course it's Shaka. Yeah, it's that's what I was doing.
That had to be done.
Shaka
you were
Khan.
Pulling that up. Very nice. Good work.
Shaka,
good
let's work. Do it again. Shaka Khan. Okay, yeah, Shaka Khan. Although that song where they go, Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan.
Right. Who does
I
that?
I feel for you. That's it. That's her. It starts that way. Her. Yeah, okay. It's her and some guy, and then you got Stevie Wonder playing harmonic in it. It's called I Feel For You. But that was, of course, Tell Me Something Good when she was performing with Rufus.
Nice.
Shaka Khan is 73 today. That movie, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I can't just change for you.
I'm not trying to change you. I like you. I'm trying to help you grow up, Andy.
Well, thanks a lot.
I mean, my God, you ride a bicycle to work in a stockroom.
You know what? I'm not in the stockroom anymore. I'm a floor manager.
Okay.
And I ride a bike because I like to. Einstein rode a bike.
He had a wife.
Yes. And I'm sure they engaged in relations. That's, of course, Steve Carell, and she was the girlfriend in 40-Year-Old Virgin, Catherine Keener. It's been in some other things. Every now and then you'll be watching, oh, that's the lady from 40-Year-Old Virgin. Yeah.
Yep,
Catherine Keener is 67.
So who did you run into?
Oh, Cynthia Sullivan.
Okay, so?
Well, I know you're still friends, and I was wondering if you'd be okay if I asked her out.
Fine.
Really?
Sure. You're both adults, you're both single, and most importantly, she won't go out with you.
She was John Cryer's ex-wife, Alan's ex-wife on Two and a Half Men.
Okay.
Funny lady.
That's
and
good.
Very good. And her name is Maren Hinkle, 60 today. What time is it, Neil?
It's about time. It's got to be TV theme time, I would hope.
And this is the theme to the TV show Felicity. You remember Felicity? Carrie Russell.
Yes, I do remember it. I don't know that I ever watched it.
Carrie Russell is 50, the big 5-0 today. And I never watched it. But now that I see the intro of the show, there's a scene in the intro where she's opening up a refrigerator and you can see into the refrigerator and the camera's in the fridge and she's looking in and there's a container there of what was the butter that what's his name endorsed? I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter.
There is a little tub of I can't believe it's not butter in there. Any show that has that I usually watch. So that's quite amazing that I didn't watch it. I'm gonna have to go back.
Yeah.
But Carrie Russell. And if you've never seen the show The Americans, which was about a family of Soviets who lived in America undercover as agents of the Soviet government in the 80s, it is fantastic. Very good. The
I
Americans.
I heard good things about that. I really did, yes.
So she is 50 today.
She calls me Raymond. She thinks I'm her son.
Brett Eldridge. This is a powerful song. It's about memory loss.
Yes, I remember playing that.
And Alzheimer's, dementia.
It's home. She goes on about the weather.
Have you kept tabs on Brett Eldridge's career? You know what he's up to? He's 40 today.
Wow. A big 4-0.
Is he touring? You see him around at all? Or, you know, in your analysis of concerts, you've seen him at all?
I haven't.
Heard of him? Okay. You've heard of him. We know him. We've played
Oh, yeah,
song.
We know him. Yeah,
I remember playing Raymond. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
And he is 40 today.
Gone, but not forgotten. It's a very minimalistic list. Academy Award-winning actress Joan Crawford, born on this day in 1904.
Multiple-time Mother of the Year.
Get out, Vita. Get your things out of this house right now before I throw them into the street and you with them. Get out before I kill you.
Oh, and she was. That's from the movie Mildred Pierce. She won the Academy Award for Best Actress in that, and she actually was a murderer in that movie.
So she wasn't kidding.
And she was not a good mother.
Evidently not.
Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dearest, I remember that.
Was based on her life, and her daughter wrote the book, and then that was kind of the big deal there with Joan Crawford. You know, she got started...
Troublesome household.
She got started in the silent movies.
Yep.
Very early, right?
Yeah, for sure. Born on this day, 1904. The only other one I think worth mentioning is, you know, the voice from the Cars, their singer Rick Ocasek, 1949.
Let them roll, Neil.
Gotta let the good times roll. You really do.
Was this a hit when you were in high school, or did it come shortly after?
I would say
this
after.
Was late 70s.
Yeah.
It was way before Heartbreak City.
Yeah, it was pretty close. I would say, seems more like 78 or 9. I mean,
and, of course, they had two lead singers. Benjamin Orr sang on some of the songs, including Drive, and then Rick Ocasek on a number of the other hits. You Might Think is another good one.
Yep. There they are. That's Rick Ocasek and the Cars, 1949. Jim, that's all I got. Hopefully my staff forgot somebody to make this really fun.
No.
But they're all gone, but not forgotten.
No, although I did get a text from the golfing farmer. He chimed in with his own Chuck Norris meme. The chief export of Chuck Norris is pain. All right, would you like to start a bobathon? Would you like to start a bobathon? Here brought to you by Logan Companies Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Ramsey with Toby and Willie, Beer for My Horses, Charlie Pride, last week's Fave 5 featured artist, Mountain of Love, or You Can Depend on Me, Restless Heart.
I do like Toby and Willie today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG.